Beautiful. Doesn't it feel like we're being called to surrender all? To just take a moment and surrender all of those things that are no longer serving us well, no longer viable as a form and a way to live and to be. We're having to just open up and surrender it all. Because we're creating a new heaven and a new earth. So this is a precious time. One of my colleagues said this. She said, while the doors of the church may be closed, our hearts remain open. And I love that. If we can remember during this time to keep our hearts open and to have faith that as we seemingly let go of things that have been former for the things that are now coming into new creation, that we can do so with faith and trust in the process. So we're keeping our hearts open. The doors may be closed, but Unity of Washington, D.C.'s heart is open. And we are here truly for you always and in all ways. I was thinking that the only thing that really has changed is our physical connection. That we are not necessarily gathering together with our physical being. But I was laughing because we are a metaphysical church. And that means that we believe in that which is beyond the physical. Meta, meaning beyond, and physical. And that's what we're all being called to do at this point. To recognize that there's a realm beyond the physical. That there's a realm that carries a great vibration. It is the spiritual realm, the emotional realm, the mental realm, and then the physical realm. And so we are connected even yet today, even in this new form of spiritual community. Because that's what's happening, is that we are entering into a new paradigm, perhaps, of how we're going to come together as a spiritual community. And as I said earlier, I love it that people are just opening their own individual hearts and reaching out to friends through prayer and gathering together in groups online. And aren't we blessed to have this technology that enables us to do that? But this is simply a new paradigm, a new reality at this moment that we are creating and that is before us. And so I've been listening to people, their comments as I read online, and a lot of people have said, you know, I can't wait till this pandemic is over. I can't wait so that we can get back to normal. I want to get back to some sense of normalcy. And as I listened to those words, I thought, that may not happen. That may not happen because I believe that we are creating something new at this time on the planet. And what is normal anyway? If we mean having the same routines as we've had before, if it means that we're going to do things like we've done before, if it means that we're going to hold the same thoughts that we had and held before, then I'm not sure we want to move back to that state of consciousness. And because the thing that we considered normal, perhaps, was abnormal. Because if you think about it, we have gotten so comfortable with certain qualities that were not adding to the whole and to the consciousness of oneness and to the principles of life and love and connection and spirit and God. So was it normal? Yes, we've had a sense of greed. We've seen overconsumption that has depleted the planet. We've seen environmental pollution. We've experienced, perhaps, intolerance, hatred for races, cultures, societies. We've seen all these things, and they have become normal. They've been accepted as a part of being, as a part of the way in which we are expressing life on this planet. But is that normal? I believe that there's something greater that is trying to remind us of our true sense, our true nature, and what life really is about. See, we are birthing a new paradigm. So it isn't the old paradigm that we want. It's birthing a new paradigm, a new world, and a new way of being. And this is very, very powerful, albeit it might be a little scary as well. But we have a chance to create and form, not only to transform, but to form ourselves into new beings and new expression. We have to move into the paradigm of being able to create new thoughts, new feelings, higher thoughts, higher emotions, where we're expressing more compassion, more love, more connectedness, more reverence for the earth, more sacredness for souls, more of God in the world, good in the world. That is what is being birthed at this time. And so, no, I don't want to return to that previous sense of normalcy, because what we're being asked to do is to move into a new expression where all life is honored. We're being encouraged to develop our consciousness in higher ways and to create a new paradigm, a new normalcy of oneness, goodness, peace, wholeness. You see, not where we are hoarding and moving into a sense of lack and limitation. There is no lack in the universe. There's only a lack of consciousness. And when we have a lack of consciousness, we produce lack in the manifest world. But likewise, when we hold and have a consciousness of love, we produce and manifest love in the world. When we have a consciousness of peace, we produce and manifest peace in the world. And so we're having an opportunity to decide at this moment in the juncture of our evolution, what is the nature of life that we want to create and to manifest? And I believe it's one of wholeness, it's one of peace, it's one of compassion and understanding our interconnectedness with all things. So this is a great opportunity for us at this particular time. I was thinking this, that we are being thrown out of our boxes. We all have boxes that we live in, right? Those things that make us feel as if we have a sense of control over what is taking place. Perhaps we have those boxes that lead us to places where we feel very familiar. We feel comfortable in our space. We feel comfortable in our surrounding. This is my space. I have my 3 feet of my particular space, and this is the box that I live in. This is how I'm showing up in the world. But you know, growth sometimes demands that we move beyond the confines of the boxes that we live in. Growth sometimes demands that we move out from the place where we are, and that is in consciousness, to a new vista, a new place of being outside of what is taking place. And what I think is happening is that we are being asked by the universe to let go of all of those limitations, all of those things that give us a false sense of security, because we have no sense of security now, except in knowing that God is in charge of the universe and that everything that has happened, everything that is falling away, is so that there is an opportunity for a new birth, a new paradigm, a new world to rise up in its place. And so we have to let go of our edges, of our boxes, and recognize that we live in an expanded and expansive universe that has no limits. In the presence and power of God, there's the limitless energy of life, the ongoing energy of life. So there's always a creative movement towards the greater, so that there's more good and more God and more love, more light. And we are being asked to move into that. And the certainty is that it is in divine order and that we are okay. When I got up this morning, as I wake up each morning and I move through whatever vibration is upon me, But I move myself to the place where I can say to myself, you know what? I'm okay. I'm okay. It's okay. It's in divine order. And so I allow myself to be present with the uncertainty of the day, the uncertainty of the future, and I allow myself to be present, because in the present moment is where I can find my peace. In the present moment is where I can find God, and I can trust the process and the unfolding and the expansive energy moving me into a greater expression of life, and that life is good. And so as we move out of our boxes, as we take this time to expand and expand our thinking beyond, you know, our present day understanding, but to allow ourselves to open up to a greater thought, a greater opportunity, so that the creative essence, the wisdom of the divine can guide us and direct us. I saw on Facebook somebody posted a quote about Isaac Newton, and that actually he was quarantined, that he actually discovered the principles of gravity while he was on lockdown in his home because of the bubonic plague. But as he spent time alone with himself, he allowed his mind to expand and to tap the greater resources of the divine and to think greater thoughts. And all of a sudden, he had these principles of gravity and a lot of other scientific expressions. You see, friends, when we get ourselves out of the box, we allow ourselves to tap into something greater than our own limited understanding. All the people who've been very creative are the ones who thought outside of the box. All the ones who tapped into a higher wisdom and a higher opportunity. And this is so powerful because we're given this opportunity right now to be still, to allow ourselves to tap into that which is greater than anything in the outer world, to go within and to rest in the wisdom and the peace of the divine. And who knows what we will discover and uncover? Who knows what we will create? What creative energy will move forth from us so that we will then also add to the blessings of this world? There are many things that are waiting to be uncovered through our being, because we are a part of this limitless, expansive universe where the presence of God as infinite wisdom and guidance is available to us at all times. And as we allow ourselves to be still and to take advantage of this time to go deeply within and to connect, to dwell in a time of silence for a moment and peace and stillness, we then allow ourselves to expand our consciousness beyond the physical, beyond the literal, beyond what has shown up, to all of a sudden tapping into what can be, what is waiting to be uncovered, not discovered, but uncovered from within us. What is waiting for us? What is ours to do? I'm thinking we have this time to ask certain creative questions of the universe for us. Things like, what can I be doing? What is mine to do? What else is possible? Where am I to be? What am I to express? What am I to clean up and clear out and surrender? What are the things I need to release and let go? What are the things and the principles and the values that I need to acquire that will enable me to gain my strong footing in this truth that is setting me free and that will set the world free? What is mine? See, when we ask these types of questions and we do it on a consistent basis, what happens is the universe, our higher mind that we dwell in, begins to percolate and creative ideas begin to flow. And all of a sudden, we have a deeper sense of direction and connection and purpose and how things should be for us. And that's our ability. This is a gift that we're given to slow down and to go within. I love the scripture. The two scriptures that came to me this morning to share with you is the first one is from Proverbs 3, verse 5, and it says, I'm reading from the King James Version, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." And then, you know, as I like to do, I also like to read from the version called The Message, which puts it in a more modern tone. And so Proverbs verse 3, 5 to 6 says this: "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. For he's the one who will keep you on track." Don't you just love that? I do. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. None of us knows what will take place. But if we can begin to trust in the process and to trust God from the bottom of our hearts and not try to figure out, but to listen for God's guidance, listen for that voice, then he is the one who will direct our paths, and we will know what is ours to do. We will know where we should be serving and giving and releasing and letting and surrendering and taking it all in and moving. It's all possible as we keep ourselves connected. And what we want to do is prime the pump of creativity. And to prime that pump of creativity, of wisdom and knowledge, you have to be still and go within and allow the divine to impress your being, to impress your consciousness, and to even impress upon your subconscious, so that that which is good and true, you have a remembrance of. You are reminded of the truth, and God continues to guide and direct so that you will know what to do and where to go and when and how. And it takes all of the stress and the worry and the concern and the anxiety that we may be feeling at this time. So we want to not be fearful of uncertainty, but be certain of the fact that God is guiding and leading and directing not only this global expression, but that God is guiding and leading and directing us individually. And we don't have to figure it all out on our own, that we can open ourselves up to the greater expanse and expression of God, of the divine within us. This is our practice. This is our time to begin to do that. There's another scripture that I love that came across my mind and my heart this morning as I was thinking about what is the practical thing that I could do and what is the right energy that I want to have. And again, as I've been noticing every now and then, the unconscious energy and vibration of fear that might creep in. And so the scripture came from, this is the scripture from 2 Timothy 1 through 7. And it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So anytime you notice that you might be feeling anxious, or anytime you notice a little fear or a sense of trepidation coming in, you can use this reminder that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We have the spiritual power and energy of God to move through this experience. We have the ability to love because love is a healing agent. It's the greatest energy of the universe that heals and joins us all together. And God has given us a sound mind that we can see and think truths in a higher way, that we can feel through the mind, through our consciousness, that we are in alignment with God the good. And so fear has no place, but when it comes, we can usher it out by remembering the truth that will set us free. So we listen for God's voice. We take time to go within and to be, because God is the grounding force of all being. God is the grounding force of all being. So we have an opportunity to ground ourselves, to ground our being in the presence and power of God. And when we do that, then our path becomes clearer. Then our hearts open wider. Then fear has no place because love has taken a hold of our consciousness. And we begin to see in higher ways and express in higher ways. So this is a new day for all of us. This is a new paradigm, a new opportunity to create and envision for ourselves, not only a world that we want to live in, but our individual sense of how do I want to be in the world? How do I want to show up? I want to offer more compassion. I want to offer more understanding. This is not the time to have limited negative thoughts, holding grudges and unforgiveness. This is the time to surrender it all. Let all of those things that are of a lesser and lower vibration, let them go. Let them go. And allow yourself to be enfolded in the goodness of God. Let your heart be so opened that only the presence of God emanates from your being. And as you open to this wonderful presence that indwells you, you will hear, you will see, you will know what is yours to do. And you will begin to walk upon this earth in an entirely new way. Because that's what's being called for. So my beloved ones, everything is in divine order. But it's time for all of us to get out of our boxes. Get out of the box and just dwell in the expansive, limitless presence of God, of the divine, of good. So I will pray for you continually, as I hope you will do for us as well. I thank you for tuning in and hope that you will join us again next week, same time, 11 o'clock. It's so wonderful. In the meantime, my prayer is that you remember to keep your heart opened, for that is how the blessings flow. Namaste, and be blessed. So it is. Amen.